You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 55, Why Diets Don't Work. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Hello, all my friends. I hope you're doing awesome. So excited to spend the next little while with you. So if you haven't noticed, we're kind of in a series. So I started out by telling you about circumstances and how circumstances are neutral until you have a thought about them, right? We started out with that. And then I gave you an example last week about an option to change a circumstance. That doesn't work with all circumstances. You can't always change the circumstance, but sometimes you can. And I was showing you an example because most of the time when we change our circumstance and we don't work on our thoughts, even in the new circumstance, it doesn't change. Like I shared with you, I had a tummy tuck. I had 6 pounds of skin removed. And I really thought all my problems were going to be solved. And then that wasn't true. But, you know, think of other things. Like sometimes we'll leave a job and then we show up at our new job. And it's not everything we thought it was going to be, because usually the problem exists in our mind. And we take that same mind, that same brain to the new job. So I wanted you to see that really clearly, that all the circumstances that are happening outside of you are happening, but those are all neutral until we have thoughts about them. Now, I know what your brain is saying, things like, Trisha, murder is not neutral. Trisha, children being molested, not neutral. Okay, but someone just was murdered in the world and you have no thought about it and you have no feelings about it because you don't know about it, but it happened. See how interesting that is? So things don't become something we have feelings about until we have thoughts about them. And as a human, I want to have negative feelings about murder. I want to have negative feelings about child molestation, right? Like that is the appropriate thought and feeling about those things. But a lot of things, having the thoughts and feelings we have about them, we have options, but we think that the way we think about things are just facts. And that's what I do as your coach, is I help you see what things you believe are facts in your life and what things are not. Because most of you think that you're walking around with all your facts in your mind. And I do it too. It's what we do as humans. So it was really important. I wanted to lay that foundation for all of you. And then I wanted to show you what happens when we change a circumstance and what happens with that. But there's more to this model, okay? The Brooke Castile model, where she kind of put all of these things into a little nice equation for us. And this is why the rest of the model explains to you why diets don't work. And that's the name of the podcast today. Why do diets not work? I'm going to tell you why. I mean, A, usually they're not sustainable. But if you have entered the plant-based world or you're like listening to my podcast, trying to eat more plants, and you find yourself you can't do it, I'll tell you why. And it's the reason why people come work with me. and I'll explain. All right. So the next part of this, so we know we have circumstances. We have a thought about a circumstance, and that makes us feel a certain way. And what happens, and I've said it many times on the podcast, everything we do as humans is because of how we feel or how we think we will feel. So the next line in this model, we have circumstances cause feelings, or circumstances, wrong, that's not true. Circumstances are neutral. We have a thought about them, they cause a feeling. And then that feeling creates an action. It makes you have an action. And actions are pretty much how you show up in the world. It's the doing part of your life. Actions would be whether I eat healthy or not, whether I exercise or not, how I respond to my husband in an argument. It's kind of how I show up. It's the action is the part of your life where it's the doing part. And sometimes we think that we're doing things almost against our will. You're like, what? Like, this is a prime example. I do the money at our house. And for years, I would go through the bills and I would see my husband had given like a $1.50 charge at a gas station. And it would annoy me so much. I'm like, why are you buying food at gas stations? I thought I was totally the boss of that. Like, he shouldn't be doing that. And I would think to myself, Trish, he's a grown man. He can buy a $1.50 thing at a gas station. It's fine. And I would like tell myself. And then what do I do the minute he'd walk through the door? I'm asking him, why did you spend that $1.50 at the gas station? After I had already told myself I wasn't going to do that. And so why am I doing that? It's because I never addressed the thought or the feeling I have about that. I just was dealing with my action. I'm just not going to tell him. Where I never even contemplated, well, why does that annoy me? Why do I think he shouldn't be spending $1.50 at the gas station? What does it make me feel when he does that? I never even addressed any of those things. So I'm like telling myself I'm going to not do that. I'm not going to ask him about it. And then I do it immediately. And we are all doing this in our lives to some extent. We're saying we want to do something differently. And we don't know why we can't. Or we don't know why we're like doing things against our will. And we don't know why. Well, now you can see. Feelings create our actions. And thoughts create our feelings. So usually, we've got to get our thoughts right so our feelings can be right, so our actions can be right. And this, my friends, is why diets don't work. Because when you sign up for a diet, they're all in your A line. So the A line's the action line, right? C is circumstance, T is thought, F is feelings, and this is the A line, the action line. So diets show up and they're like, we will give you all the actions to do. You do A, B, C, and D, and then this will happen for you. And we're like, sign me up. This is amazing. I'm going to do all the things. And we never think that we just think that we can make things happen hanging out in that action line. And it doesn't work. Most of the time when women come work with me, they're like obsessed with the action line. They're like, why can't I stop doing this? Why am I eating that? Why can't I do what I say I'm going to do? And they think that I'm going to give them like tools to make themselves do those things. And I can do that, but I know that it never matters until we go address what their thoughts and feelings are before they're doing those things. And it's fascinating to always rewind that and to make the connection, because they think, oh, I just need to stop. Like for me, when I first went plant-based, I wanted to not drink Coke Zero anymore. And even before I was plant-based, I tried not drinking Coke Zero for so long. And I could go for a little while, but I'd have to like white knuckle grip myself to not have it. And then eventually it would show up back up in my life again. And so today, all of you know, I'm not perfect. I still have Coke Zero from once in a while, but it's not a show up every day at my house. I have to have it. If I go to a restaurant, maybe I'll have it while I'm there. And I get to make that decision. That's not a hard rule for me. And it's amazing to me I can live in that space because I've never been able to do that before. But it's because I addressed my thoughts and feelings about it. I didn't just make a decision not to do it anymore. I had to go figure out, well, why do I think I need it? What is my thought about it? And before my thought was, well, I have to have it because I'm restricting all this other food and this is my treat. And then even going plant-based, well, I'm not eating meat and cheese anymore. Why can't I just have a little diet soda? I had to go address that. I had to address what my actual desires were. And what I actually desired is I didn't want it anymore. I didn't want it in my house. I didn't want to be a slave to it. And so when I started to really have thoughts that supported my actions, and the thought of I want to have a soda-free home felt very empowering. That felt very like, that brought the feeling of relief to me. So I would have to focus on those thoughts and create the feelings I needed so I could stop my soda addiction. So when other women come to me and they're like, Trisha, I just love Diet Coke so much and I'm drinking it every day, I know it has nothing to do with the Diet Coke. Nothing. They think they have a Diet Coke addiction, and they usually do, and I give them kind of a pathway to get off of that. But I know none of that path works until we go address the thoughts and feelings that are creating the desire for Diet Coke. And that's just one small little example. But it's one that you can easily see. So can you see what happens? What happens in all of our lives is we solve problems with this action line. And what our actions do is actually creates our results. And we're going to talk about our results in the next podcast. But today I just want to focus here on the action. So if you're doing something in your life that you're like, why? Why do I always yell at my kids? Or why am I always on my teenager's back about stuff? Even when I tell myself beforehand, I'm not going to do that. Why am I doing it anyway? You guys, it's never about the action you're taking. It's about the thoughts and feelings before that. So when you're like saying to yourself, why I tell myself every day I'm going to eat plant-based and then I don't do it. My job as your coach is I go in and I help you see, well, what is the thought you're having about eating plant-based? Because I'm telling you right now, if your thought is this is the hardest thing I've ever done and I don't know how I'm going to do it and no one else in the world eats this way. Like if those were the running thoughts in your brain, the feeling that comes from that is defeat, being defeated, feeling out of control. You know, you can process some feelings there. Like, you know, like you're just not going to be able to do it. That thought never is going to bring you feelings of empowerment to create change. Never. It's not going to do it. But when you start having feelings like, this is the most enjoyable way I've ever eaten. And maybe that's too much of a stretch. Maybe you have to start with, do you know what? I think this is doable. I think I can do this. It might take me a while and I have to do some learning and I'm not perfect at it yet. And I don't know if I'll ever be perfect, but I'm feeling really good about my choices and I definitely am doing better today than I did yesterday. And that's a win. Just that thought that I'm doing better today than yesterday is going to make you want to do better tomorrow. That's going to help your action line way better than the thought of this is the hardest thing I've ever done. And making you feel empowered in this process, like choosing thoughts that empower you, is going to make your action line look the way you want them to. Your action line will start showing up the way you want. And we can go to my little example. Let's not talk about like how we eat or how we take care of ourselves. Let's go to a different example. Like when I shared with you about my son and how I felt like he was making like not my favorite choices. And when I was sharing with you the thoughts and feelings I was choosing about it, the reason I was choosing very specific thoughts and feelings about it is because the way I wanted to show up for him. I've talked about before, if you haven't listened to my teenager episodes, you should go listen to that. But I feel like it's very important, and I've said this many times, that you have a really positive narrative about your teenager. And why I'm telling you that is because if you have a really positive narrative about your teenager, even if they maybe don't even deserve it, the way you show up to that teenager is going to be the way you want to show up. Where when you run a negative narrative in your mind about someone in your family that's not maybe acting or doing the things you think they should be, what happens in that scenario is you show up negative with them. When you run that negative narrative, you show up exactly like the way you're thinking. So let's say for me, my thought was in the beginning, Ben's making bad choices. Ben's having a girlfriend. Ben's not passing a class. If Ben ever listens to this podcast, hopefully he only hears the love that his mom had, but you can talk about it. Anyway, so when I start having all these thoughts, what is my feeling? My feeling is failure as a mom, or disappointment, right? And how do I show up when I feel like I'm a failure and a disappointment? How do I show up when he shows up in my life? Right? I treat him like he's a failure and a disappointment. And when you're treated like you're a failure and you're a disappointment in the world, how is he going to show up? What kind of choices is he going to make? What thoughts does that create in him? And what feelings does that create in him? And then how does he show up? Do you see that? So having a really positive narrative about him, and me choosing thoughts like, he is an amazing 14-year-old. He's having 14-year-old experiences. He is going to figure this out. And I'm going to allow him space to do that with some boundaries. But I'm going to allow. He gets to figure this out. This is his lesson. This is his classroom. He's having the exact experiences he's supposed to have. When I have all of those thoughts about him, all of a sudden, what does that make me feel like? It gives me some peace. It gives me some feelings of, I would say, let's stick with peace. Like, he's going to be fine. He's got this. He's a bright kid. And then how do I show up with him? I get to just love him. And I get to be supportive. And I get to tell him, you're a really great kid. It was funny because I don't know if I shared this on the last podcast, but my mom had called. And she was talking to me. We were FaceTiming, and he was kind of in this room with me, because this was when he was having to stay by me all the time, and before his grades went up. And so he was in the room, and I'm like, yeah, Ben and I are hanging out a lot, and it's so fun, and I'm loving it. And he grumbles in the background, well, it's because I have to. And I just said, hey, Ben, I wasn't going to mention that part. And of course, my mom's like, well, now I want to know, why does he have to hang out with you? And so in that moment, I got to have a positive narrative with him in front of my mom, but also speak truth. So I just said, you know, Mom, you know how Ben is like this amazing kid, right? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, he's amazing, but he's also decided that it's not that important to pass a class. So while he's figuring it out, he has to be my best buddy and be with me all the time when he's at home. And of course, my mom cracks up, and he's like, Ben. Well, of course, she first says, Ben. Or she got after me and she said, well, he probably needs some tutoring. And I said, Mom, he is like one of the smartest people I know. He's kind of decided it doesn't matter. And it's not a lack of smartness. It's a lack of turning his assignments. And she's like, oh, anyway. So even having a talk with him in front of him, I could speak truth, but I could talk very positively about him at the same time. So Ben knows I have his back. Ben knows that my mom thinks I am great, but my mom also knows that I'm figuring things out. And I got to show up how I wanted to show up. And that had nothing to do with Ben's choices. Do you see that? Ben did not have to show up in a certain way for me to choose the thoughts and feelings I needed to have to be the mom I wanted to be. And I would imagine that many of you are listening are waiting for certain people in your life to behave so you can love them. And I'm here to offer you today. That's not how it works. You get to love people exactly where they are. And you get to make that happen today. Because that's your work. That's your job. That's not their job. They get to be who they want to be. And that's how our bodies work, you guys. That is how our body works. Many of us are waiting to love our body until it behaves. Until it looks a certain way. Until it does the right things. And I'm here to tell you, that's not how it works. Your thoughts and feelings about your body are up to you and can be changed today. It is not your body's job to make you feel better about it. That's your job. That's your work. And if this is something that you feel like it's plagued you your whole life, that's even more so your work. You don't have to wait one more day for your body to be different. Do you see that? So if you are sitting there going, oh my goodness, I really thought the next diet was going to be the holy grail so that I can finally do what I'm supposed to do to, you know, like we're always like that diet puzzle. I want to suggest to you that the diet puzzle, the way we solve the diet puzzle most of the time, the weight loss part, maybe we just want to put down and leave our size of our body to God. That's an option. But like finding the perfect diet, we have that. God's laid it out for us in his word, right? So we already have that. But now it's the doing. It's the action. It's the actually start doing that and making that happen. And really, it's like when you feed your body, it can be such a beautiful act of self-care. But we use it like as a weapon. We never look at it that way. We look at it as like, oh, it's deprivation and I don't get to eat all the things, right? But those are all just thoughts. So the way that you show up in your action line and you make things happen the way you want to have happen, it doesn't happen in the A line. You got to do the work before. You get your thoughts and your feelings right, that action just starts working. And in our next episode, I'm going to share with you results and what different results look like. A lot of us only think results, which is the next part of the model, that actions create results. When we talk about that, we'll talk about different results and what results we want and what results we think we want. And we'll really spend a lot of attention there, but we won't do that till next week. But I'm excited to teach that to you too. So make sure to come back for next week's episode. So you guys, if you're not showing up in the world the way you want to be, you can't figure out why. You can't figure out why you keep picking that same fight with your husband, or why you can't stand your mother-in-law, or you have a difficult kid that you just feel like you have to yell at every day and you don't want to. All of that stuff. Or you're not eating the way that you want to. You wake up thinking that you want to be doing something and then you're doing something different every day. All of that is action line stuff. And it will never be solved by creating a different circumstance. The action takes care of itself when we get our thoughts and feelings the way we need to, you know, when we line those up. And those are available to you. It's kind of like a beautiful buffet. Thoughts are. You get to just choose your thoughts. Now, your brain's really smart, and you have to be smart about your thoughts. They're believable. You have to go in and shake some thoughts up and make it a believable thought for you. And, you know, take baby steps in those change of thoughts. And that's what I help you as your coach. But it's available to you. All the thoughts are available to you, just like a beautiful buffet. And you get to pick and choose and put things back. And even it's almost like cleaning out your closet. You get to, what I do as your coach is I pull out all the thoughts and help you. And we kind of clean house. And then we decide which things we want to put back in and what things we're going to let go. And that's such a beautiful process. It's one of my favorite things that I do with my clients. So, actions, you guys. If you want to start changing those actions in your life, you know how to do it now. And now you know why diets don't work. You can't ever start with your action line. All right? Okay. I'm excited to share with you the next piece next week. Make sure to tune in. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you're eating plants. And you know what? Has anyone told you they love you today? If not, let me be the first. I sure love you guys. I love this community. I love that you want to do things different. And I'm so glad you're here. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day.
See you next time.